This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. The Syrian government Thursday said the United Nations could use a border crossing from Turkey to continue delivering aid to northwest Syria for another 6 months after the UN Security Council failed to renew its authorization for operation. Syria's UN ambassador, Bassam Sabour.
The government of the Syrian Arab Republic has taken the sovereign decision to grant the United Nations and its specialized agencies permission to use Bab al-Hawa crossing to deliver humanitarian aid to civilian in need in the northwest Syria.
Russia had vetoed the program's authorization earlier this week. The European Commission is helping the United Nations and Turkey try to extend a deal allowing the Black Sea export of Ukrainian grain and is open to explore all solutions, a UN European Union spokesperson said Thursday ahead of the deal's possible expiration on Monday. A new report released by the United Nations Thursday says the world is making progress toward ending AIDS. Angela Akreka, the executive director of UNAIDS.
So progress is possible, but progress is not happening everywhere and not for everyone. Wow. There are gaps in the response in countries, in communities, and among certain populations, including children, adolescent girls and young women, and key populations.
While new infections have been declining globally for the past 10 to 12 years, rates remain high in several regions. And despite the encouraging report, Atreka says much more needs to be done to end AIDS across the globe.